to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Wait, man, that doesn't make sense. So you say, when you called him and you said, Focalistic, do you want to go on popcorn and cheese? He was happy to.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
This and then us, he said no. What, because we don't have skits?
No, it's not about skits, bro. I think it's about niggas.
We need to do skits.
No, it's not even about that, bro. People, thing is us.
Do skits?
Thing is, popcorn and cheese can go on without...
So we are not like, what the fuck are you saying?
No, popcorn and cheese. Popcorn and cheese.
Grab a mic there, dude.
Popcorn and cheese. No.
I don't understand this.
But thing is, man.
Grab a mic there. Go ahead.
Yeah? I get what she's trying to say.
Yes. The song usually gets me. I'm saying.
The song always usually gets me.
What's that on the mic? yes, but I'm saying they are willing to go on popcorn and cheese because it's just more of a, like, it's safer, it's just jokes. And also,
she's
sorry, I'm not safe.
No, bro.
Did you watch the Lundy London? How safe was that?
Bro,
it's not
it doesn't
there.
Get any safer than Lundy London, bro.
True, though.
But
we are safe. There's a perception that we're not.
Exactly.
So people would rather just go and play games and have fun and laugh. And
we have we have more games than they do.
A lot of games.
Never have I ever.
What do you see? But oh, special pass.
Yeah, special pass.
I think those are the things they're trying to avoid. It's more like brand friendly.
We are not safe. Brand. Bro, we have strapped doors. Who do they
I'm
have?
On radio for crying out loud.
Who do they have?
Brand defend, friendly.
Defend your
W-O-O-D-S.
I'm telling you, it's the skits, my dog.
Nah.
You gotta do more skits, my dog.
We need skits, bro.
Yeah.
We need skits, bro.
Skits by Saul.
Schizophrenia! We're coming.
Anyway.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
When did you start? At which part did we start recording that part?
I don't know. Watch the show.
Wow.
Do you notice anything different in front of you?
The black grandeur bottle, yeah?
Huh?
It's not there.
Ghost lady?
And the time is wrong.
As always.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's two bottles, the white bottles now.
That's all you guys see.
Wait. What do you mean, guys?
Oh, guys.
I need new friends.
You've not fixed the wheel.
That's my girl.
What?
The branding is different on Grandeur.
Yeah, I noticed that, but I thought.
Oh,
it was
you didn't
like,
say it. You didn't say it.
Black business. Normal order of the day, you know. I even can't make it the same every day. Fuck you. For real, I thought it was just. I noticed it, but I thought it was like, okay.
Yeah, if you check the gold.
Bottle, I didn't think it's like a
significant thing.
I thought it was just a batch.
Yeah.
That batch thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, batches.
Like it was a mistake, a batch with.
No. We increased the gold on Grandeur so it pops out more now.
Yeah,
so if you check, like check, and then let me show you the old bottle.
It's shit.
Look at the old bottle.
Oh, damn.
Can you see?
Oh, I see it.
Can you see?
So
nice.
And yeah, it's bigger. The printing is bigger. Everything is bigger. So before, what option was this one now?
So this one was a different company that was doing the coating. And then we went to the company that's doing Biliato. If you check, his gold is...
Oh! Ow!
Ow!
I was spawning.
I spawned.
I spawned.
I'm a petty porn dog.
Yeah, so the company...
I was so honest with
that. I love your honesty. So, well done.
It's true. This
I
is
love
true.
This.
Biliato.
The company, Biliato? The company that does Biliato,
mm-hmm.
they get their gold somewhere else. I think it's from China, if I'm not mistaken. So we went to the same company and then asked them to do our gold. So that's why it's more shinier.
Oh, shout out, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what did you know? How did you know that they do better gold?
Because I saw the Beliato gold.
Did you put the bottles juxtapose them?
Yeah. And if you check, the gold is much brighter. It shines more.
Damn, yeah. Look, at the end of the day, the winner is,
it's huge.
It's so pale, dog.
Yeah.
Like, when you now, like, for real, like, you can see, like.
It actually makes, like, the bottle is bigger.
Yeah, yeah, it looks more premium, big,
yeah.
Mm. Hey, man, the bottle is bigger.
Yeah.
Hey.
Huh? Yeah. No, it's because that one's got a cork. That one doesn't have a cork.
Oh. It's got
at the top. At the
a
top,
cork.
A cork.
A cork.
This it's thing. Closed.
It's oh, sealed. Yes. Levalang and cork, so it's wider. So it's a thicker bottle also.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, so heavier
no,
bottle.
They all
no, they're the
cork.
Same.
They're the same.
It's just that one doesn't have a cork, so.
This doesn't have a cork. This has a cork. I can see the cork.
Yes, that one doesn't.
Oh,
it's
shit.
The same bottle.
Damn.
Yeah.
Dope.
When last did you buy Grandeur Velvet?
Yeah, dog. I need an arrow to 1 million bottle. One in a million.
Oh, I want
no, those are
to.
Those are sold out, bro.
But I'm so come around here.
Exactly.
I'm asking you, when last did you buy Grandeur?
I wanted to buy.
When last did you buy?
Let me tell you. Fosteras, my Mamelan, if Fosteras pick and pay. Echol Sport, I said chicken licking, and not Grandeur, which is a disgrace, because I'm from Ifoslo and we're on the podcast. So yesterday, Mr. Fosler, I had a studio session. Shout out to Amajita, Dog Pound, Lungsta Fame, everyone, you know?
Mm.
So Mingen, I'm like, Grandeur, pick and pay. Ah.
Aliko. It's not there.
It's not there. I just told them to get it now. It's not there.
Oh, damn. Okay.
I looked around. I'm like, it's pick and pay. You said it's at it must be there.
Nationwide. Yeah, yeah,
nationwide.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I know for a fact we've got a lot of chillers in Foslo.
Well, what I know is that.
So the last time I pulled was like last month. I buy from me, I buy Mchafa sometimes.
Oh, from Mchafa.
Yeah, but also, I when I see it, like at the Megro, I buy. And like,
do you guys believe that?
You know,
okay, how much is it?
Let me tell you, Mac. Okay, wait. No, that's an unfair question, Mac. You know why, man? No, you know why? You know why? No, you know why?
Because, lady, when last did you buy? No, Mac,
Mac. But, Mac. How much is this?
Eh?
How much?
Oh, who looks at the price?
Thank you. No. And that's where I'm going, like. That's where I'm going. Like,
that's where I'm going.
You know, Uchi, like, even your favorite drink now, Khan, you don't know the price. You maybe you like a Jaeger, but you don't know the actual price, exact. Because you wouldn't buy it with your last money.
Man, if you buy it every month,
but you know,
Uchi,
an SMS saying 5K, something's off, right? But you know, Uchi, you don't know the price exact.
Where else did you buy Grand Jugos?
Just recently. At by my spa.
How much is the price?
It was 349 rand.
Oh, okay, she's right.
So at spa, it's 349.
Yeah, but pick and pay is 299. Yeah.
Whoa! Mm-hmm. Why such a difference?
They wanted it at a lesser price because it's a nationwide deal. So it's not just one spa. So if you check, Granger's not on all the spas. So it's that selective spa that says, okay, cool, we want it. And then they put their markups. So now when you do a nationwide deal, it's the same price all over the country.
Oh, because they're buying it from the source.
Yes.
From the distillery, from you directly.
Yes.
They're not buying it at Macro to resell or whatever distributor.
So it's like if you had your own spa, which you can do with spa, then you could charge it whatever.
Yes.
So if you go to a spa in Waterfall.
Yes.
I forgot what that spa is. It's 380.
The Polo...
Polo Fields,
yes.
They put their own markup.
Oh.
But
okay,
if spa was to enlist us nationwide, then all the spas would have to have the same price.
Oh, fair enough. Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. And then you, Tibla, what last did you buy, Grandeur?
They get it for free, yeah.
Well, and also, black businesses will never...
Mac, look. Let's be honest. Here's the thing, right? Suppose, like, if I were to do, let's say, something, and then it would be Grandeur, that's the preference of got a gathering, family, or whatever. But suppose that cool also. When was the last time you drank Grandeur?
This morning.
Of course. You'll say you eat your cereal.
Because you have it in the boot of your car.
I have my cereal with Grandeur. Man, I use Grandeur as my lube, right? You do everything with Grandeur. Of course, right? But let's be honest. It's like most of us are not say chicken licking or whatever. Abantu babuzwile every day, like asking, like, oh, fucking yeah, yeah, it's that kind of feeling. It's like, fuck. People always like, what's great, Joe? So I'm like, yo, man, I drank that thing. I've drank 2,000 liters of that thing.
Bro, you know the first 100 orders, I delivered them myself.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of the story.
Oh, man. It was crazy. I used to drive to, like, Centurion everywhere.
How far did you go? What's the furthest?
Furthest I went was the Val.
The Val?
Yeah, to drop six bottles a case.
Wow. Nice.
Like, back in the beginning.
Bad, nice.
Bad, bad. Hey, shout out to Randsteam. It's the biggest selling pick and pay in the country.
Where's that?
Randsteam.
Randsteam. It's pick and pay. Randsteam is by...
It's close to where he crashed and his mom came with the car. It's very close. They're on Perry Herzog. Oh, that's where you're at.
Yeah, Mill Park.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah, yeah. Shout out to Randsteam. I buy there from Randsteam.
At how much?
Sometimes. No. Not the Grandeur.
Oh.
Like the pick and pay.
Yeah.
And sometimes the alcohol before the Grandeur was there. I frequent. I know that more. Like, it's in my daily direction of things. So, shout out to Ranch Steve, man. It's the students there.
I think so, bro.
No, for a fact.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah, it's
normally,
students.
It's students.
Actually, if you say Mopar.
Ah, it's students. It's UJ students, mainly, and maybe some vet students. But all the students around the Mill Park area, Greenside area, it's them.
Shout out to you, dog. You just come back from holiday. You were in the bushes?
Yes, I was in the bushes.
I have one question for you.
Yes.
How did you get a drone on your holiday?
Hey.
Why? Don't they allow drones at holiday places?
So, you brought a drone?
Yeah, I've always had a drone. So we're working on DJ mixes. There's some DJ mixes I'm gonna do, right?
Okay.
In this cool bus. So it's a bus, but it's modified with CDJs and stuff.
Mm.
So I'll be doing mixes there like once a month, right? So I got a drone, obviously, for that purpose, because we'll be doing some shots.
Yo, have you seen Saul's mix? The one we did, remember when we did back-to-back mixes?
Yeah.
Have you seen his mix?
Yes.
Hey, you were fighting there, eh?
I know.
Hey, my guy. It was just to fuck him, Sapula.
Hey.
On guitar, yeah. But I love music.
And I asked him, I'm like, why doesn't he play that in your sets, bro?
Yes. Okay, now here's the thing, right? Because you see that set. It's chilled, it's private school, soulful, piano, which is genuinely what I'm about. I'm about music, but really. But now when they book you as a headliner at 1 a.m.,
okay.
I play that when people...
They want to rock to hits. I get it, yeah.
Nah, but you can find a balance. You can play that stuff maybe 30 minutes and then the last 30 minutes
and load up.
In.
That's what I'm doing these days.
Oh, okay.
I'm loading up with my stuff, you know, loading up and then
that was a beautiful
load
set,
with the kickers.
Man.
For real.
If you haven't checked it out, you must check it out. I'll put the link above here.
Yeah, man. Check it out, man.
Ah, man. Oh. So I was fighting there. With
let's
the
do other mixes as well. Let's do one more mix.
You reckon?
Yeah, let's do one more mix.
Nah.
Yeah.
So that's how you have the drone.
Yeah, I'm gonna be doing bus mixes.
Dope.
In the bus.
So you're like, let me take it on vacation.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, I've got this drone now. And I know that I want to fuck shit up now. You know, I want to show them that today I'm on vacation. Fuck.
So, but who was managing the drone?
Aha. That's why you must date a fly woman.
Hey!
Drop the button.
Oh. Cheers.
Don't leave me hanging. Like the
I'm
pick and pay for
I'm having juice. Like?
The pick and paid force law.
Yo, that's Nangshaza Bantuini. Yo, a force law, of course, yeah. That's Bantuini Nangshaza. And they'll have it, but make a plan. They'll have it. They will, yeah. Yeah, man. So I decided, oh, fuck, I've got a drone. I forgot. Let me pack, you know? And then I played around with it and stuff. But literally, like 30 minutes worth of just playing around. And
but
then,
you did the typical black thing.
But always have the drone.
What?
Because... there's private moments you record with the drone.
Hey?
Yeah!
Which one is the sign?
You don't even kick the same poison.
Yeah?
There's no, like, the family snaps. Let's say you and your family right now. You just put a crib. Your family's there. And then you can spell out MacGyver's name. Now there's 19 wives and kids.
Oh.
And, you know what I mean? Like, and have aerial shots of that. Private special content for you.
I went to the bedroom when you said that. Yeah, everybody went to the bedroom, right?
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Does that work, though, in the bedroom, though?
What does work?
The drone?
Like, imagine, inside the room.
Drone.
Like, yeah.
I don't know, man. People have different sex lives. What kind of sex life do you have?
Healthy
like,
one.
From 1 to 10, how healthy is it?
It's healthy, very. That's
how?
I married the girl.
Yes. Oh, well, Jesus. Do you know the statistics of people who marry people and they don't find them as the best sex partners? Fuck. Well, so many married men and women are cheating.
Yeah.
So if you had the best sex partner, why wouldn't you stick with this sex partner that's the best?
Exactly.
Yeah, so you marrying someone doesn't mean that the sex is great.
It does. Why would I marry someone if the sex is not great?
Who's married here? Let's ask. Who's married here?
This is you trying to not look at me.
Fuck. No, I hate the fact that you're the only one married. You know? But let's not go there. But a lot of people, dog. Otherwise, there wouldn't be such a high rate of divorce.
So what you're saying, break it down to me. You're saying that people meet someone, sex is not great, but they still marry them. Or they find out after marriage.
Or sex is great, and they marry, and then...
It declines.
Yes.
Mm.
And then, ouch, you know?
Mm.
But so many marriages are miserable.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Our marriage is not generally, like, not as... They're a great idea on paper, but in reality, so many are just like...
You sound like you're very anti-marriage, no?
Yeah.
I am pro-marriage, but I really think a lot of people get married not to the right people. Right person.
Okay,
pro marriage.
Like, the concept of it.
Yeah, I'm pro sleeping with somebody, like one person for unless you have a polygamous.
But do you believe that
But I'm pro picking someone for life. I'm pro picking someone for life. Maybe I'm not as pro as putting so much red tape around it. Mm. But I'm pro choosing a person and saying, lo mundo ami, and I've loved them for the rest of my life. I'm pro love, bro. Marriage also makes things so formal that you can't do, you have to do them this way.
Well, for me, like, everyone has been asking me, how's the engagement, how's marriage life, whatever. Nothing really has changed. Because remember, I've been staying with my lady for, like, years.
Yeah, that's another thing. That's another good tool, bro.
For me, it was
live with the person, bro.
It was a formality because more than anything, we needed to bond our families together.
Yeah.
Formally.
Marriage is simply that.
Because, like, for example, when we were dating, her dad couldn't come over because we're not married. But now that he can. Yeah, understand. But now he can come. You understand? He can come see the kids and do whatever he wants. But before that, we couldn't. So we got married for those reasons, mainly. But nothing has changed.
So those are the reasons people maybe should get married for. Because a lot of people get married and only then start a new life together. And some are in for a shock. And then for a surprise. They haven't been staying together for a while.
So you're saying fat and set first, and then?
Best, know someone. You know what I mean? If they're abusive, you find out early.
Mm.
If they're like this, you find out early. If they're like this one, they broke, you find out. If they're like this one, they got money. A lot of it, you find out. Mm. You know what I mean? Don't find out 10 years later in the marriage. You know what I mean? Learn, know the person.
And there's no time frame, bro.
There is no time frame. There's this competition. People want to get married at 21, 22. I'm like, fuck, you're a child, man. You know, like, there's still life ahead.
Mm.
And there's some things in life better to go through on your own than with another person
who's depending on you by your side.
Hey?
I'm saying there are plenty of successful marriages of people who got married at 21, 22.
More than the failures? Just, we don't have the stats here.
Yeah,
this
I don't
fact
have the
checker.
Stats. Yeah, she wants to say something.
Okay, she's been ringing. She's been ringing.
According to you, surprisingly, 88.7, according to the National Institutions of Health, the government, only 88.7 people are extremely satisfied sexually who are married. And then only 25% or lower are not satisfied. And it's usually through the ages of 35 to 50.
Yeah, that makes sense. What would you marry someone who's not good in bed, bro? Like, that makes no sense at all. So I guess that's why it's 85 or 87.
Yeah.
What's good in bed?
8.7.
Yeah? From a man's perspective, what's good in bed?
What
are we expecting from a woman when she's good in bed?
For me, if you're a common grand boy.
So then by that definition, all women are good in bed.
Nah. No, there's a level of coming.
Okay, bring it down, boy.
As he leans back.
According to you, what do you think? What do you think?
No, break it down. Like the
break it down, but according to you, what do you think? What makes a woman good in bed?
For me, it's her comfort in her own body. Because through that, because there's certain things, bro, that they can't control as much as certain things us niggas can't control. Niggas can't control their size. Women can't control their tightness. You know what I mean? Someone will say do squats, whatever, but show me a story. Show me a story. Yeah, they say squats. I didn't do those. Not squat. No, those are for the butts. Kegel exercises.
Kegel exercises.
Kegels. Kegel.
Kegel exercises.
Oh, hey. No answer. Hi. Nah, that's tight. Yo, tight.
Well, as we speak.
So, you know what I mean? But not a lot of people do those, you know? But someone who's comfortable in their body can do things without you having to ask, you know, and try to be explorative and confident, you know what I mean? And not view sex as something like, you know.
Can I ask you something?
Also, the view on sex is important. So for me, her confidence is what makes a woman good as well, you know, in bed. Because sometimes, you know, I know that's where you're going. Or karma, whatever.
No, I was just kidding. But I think for me, wholeheartedly, it's a factor of things. It's more than just, you can't just put on one thing.
Yeah.
For example, if you really, really love someone and there's that emotional attachment, no matter what they do, you'll find it dope.
Because
you have that emotional attachment and you love
them. So they give you hair, they bite you.
You'll be like, oh, when you bite me, it's so nice.
It's painful, but
the way you do it,
it's nice.
Because you are in love. There's an emotional attachment.
Or if they're dry. It's like, oh, it's nice. You're dry. I love it.
Hey, I don't know about that one.
Yeah. So not everything. but I get where you're going. I get what you're going.
And then is she comfortable in her body?
An effort. But for me, just be comfortable in you. Because I need to be comfortable in mine.
Mm.
Literally, we're naked together. The both of us need to be really comfortable.
I want to ask you, so with what you've labeled as, okay, the what would make the sex good, like
be
describing the kind of woman. Do you think that that is such
a This is why guests won't come in. We've been talking about sex for 30 minutes, guys.
You don't get this in popcorn and cheese.
Okay, yeah.
You see, it's popcorn and cheese.
Let's go for a skit.
Yeah, let's go for a skit.
Yeah, let's fuck. Like, yeah, you know. Let's talk about stuff all along. You know, all along. No, sex, what makes a great sex partner? Oh, yeah.
This is why.
Damn.
You need a skit right now.
I've never done that to you. Oh,
insert a skit at this moment. Please, Black Studios.
Sorry to cut you.
Yeah, you're still making a point.
Yeah, I was just saying, so with what you've labeled as something that for a woman to be labeled good in bed, do you think that's so high to achieve?
No.
Honestly?
No. So being comfortable in your own body.
Yes.
No, it's not high to achieve. Is it high?
No. So that's what I'm saying. Then is it therefore so hard to believe that there's a lot of people who, yes, maybe there is a few minority that's not, but the majority is very comfortable and making men satisfied.
No. All you're saying is that good sex doesn't keep a good marriage, doesn't keep a marriage together. That's all you're saying.
Okay.
Because I'm not saying that those people are not happy in bed. That's why there's a high divorce rate. That's why you must live with someone.
There's a high divorce rate because people want a fever. Simple.
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with the sex, bro.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's got nothing to do with the sex. I never said it's got nothing to do with the sex.
It's got nothing to do with the sex.
No, the sex. You know, but people will still sleep around.
Mm.
Even if they get good sex at home. 100%. It's crazy, right? It's nuts.
When last were you on a dating app?
Tinder and them. I've been on Tinder once. Oh, I would say maybe 20. Maybe pre-lockdown.
Okay.
Yeah, like
What was your profile? Because you're not on the podcast yet.
No, so that was a Pandora.
Okay. Big brother.
Oh, you were honest. EVP. You were solo.
No. former radio guy. I didn't mention the Big Brother and stuff. It's like, oh, that's silly.
But you put your name there. You put your name as Solomzi Penduka.
Yeah, Solomzi Penduka.
Wow, okay.
I always do that. Even on Twitter, I think I'm Tandubuntu Penduka.
Did you get any hits?
I did. Mm. You know what kind of person I am?
Mm.
We'll flirt and stuff, but I randomly just follow through because leaving your house and meeting a whole new person, chances are they won't even be that exciting as they are online. It's just a...
But if the ass is good,
and you need to be...
Dog.
precious with it, and you need to be patient, and you need to. To me, that's why they never work. I've never had a single online dating.
So you went on Tinder literally to find a partner, because Tinder's a fuck fest, bro. Nobody does that.
Yeah, then I realized that. I realized, oh, no, they're selling sex. I was like, oh, damn. I was like, ah, it's cool, man. I know where to go if I want to buy sex. So, yeah. Like, oh, whatever.
So you never went on a date, nothing?
I've never.
From Tinder?
Yeah. Tell me about yours.
No, I never. I never got a hit.
But where were you? Where did you register? Where?
They thought it was a fake profile, ne? Because I was at Highveld at the time.
Damn!
If you remember the White Honeys, bro. Oh, yeah. Oh, did you have a Ravi?
Yeah, Ravi Naidu. Yes, I heard he's leaving.
Yeah.
The guy, by the way, just to give context,
the guy who fired you.
The guy who fired me.
Yeah, he got fired.
Yeah.
I heard he got fired.
Should you ask him if he wants a job here?
Yeah, let's call him.
Let's call him.
Yeah, you get fired. You. Yeah. Let's call him.
Maybe he needs a job.
Oh, bro.
We'll create something for him.
Yeah, come on, Ravi.
Do we need a programs manager?
Programs? Ah, you're giving him too much credit. Dudu, don't you need someone to help you with prep?
No, thanks. Dudu doesn't want Ravi, guys. How? What? No,
he's good. He's got decades of experience.
Yeah, but he was there for years. Well, maybe 20 years.
For years.
20, 25 years.
Maybe Black Studios need someone to help with the...
he was editing. Working with Jeremy Mansfield.
Damn, yeah, really? As his boss. I thought Highveld was doing well. I thought...
Bro, I told you last week on the Monday show, they seen flames. I told you how many emails I get from people at Prime Media trying to jump ship.
Are you for real?
You thought I was kidding.
What has he done to that place?
Oh. It all started when they fired me.
Bro.
And I told him, you know what's funny? You guys might think I'm joking. When they fired me, I'm like, I said it was during the time where Paul Pogba was coming back to Man United for... ridiculous amounts, like 80 million.
Yes, when they let him go.
Yes. And I'm like, to Ravi, I'm going to be your Paul Pogba.
You said that to him?
Yeah, and then I dropped mic and I left.
No, no.
Who's Paul Pogba?
Okay. Why? Good luck, Mackie. Look at it now,
right? He's on voicemail.
Shame, man.
Maybe he'll call back. But yeah, I told him that. Because I was like, in another way, I was saying, you guys are making a mistake, and next time I come back, I'll be worth more.
Mm. Yeah. Wow.
So when are you going back?
Ah, never, bro.
There's no need.
And how did they respond to that? When you told them that, what did they say?
Oh, they don't care. They're firing you, man. They just want you to leave and sign.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck. You're just a number.
Yeah, you can drop your pants, take a shit in the office. They don't care. As long as you leave, man. But we were saying, before Ravi, we were saying?
Yeah.
Yes, when last were you?
It was your dating encounters on the dating apps.
When last were you on Tinder or a dating app?
I remember I was, there was this dating app called Badu around 2010. And I linked up with this guy and he took me on a date. Remember after the World Cup, there was the first Telkom knockout match. That's the first time I went to this, the stadium to watch. It was a derby, like Chiefs and Pirates. And that's how I kept on, he was just definitely not my type. Like, so I kept on running away because luckily I had friends who also came, who came with their guys.
From Badu.
Yeah. Mm. No, not from Badu, no. So that's how, yeah.
How does Badu work? Is it like Tinder? You swipe?
Yeah, I think so. It was similar.
So
yeah.
Who swiped first, you or him?
I don't know. I can't remember. But it wasn't the swiping. It was before the swiping. It was just if someone is interested and then they send a message.
What?
I think it was very simple. Like it wasn't the... I think Tinder came with the swipe left and swipe right and all of this. Yeah. But Badu was... If you like the profile, you just send a message and then you start chatting with the person.
What kind of profiles would impress you?
You mean then or now?
Then.
Then... Oh, no, I was just into athletes, I liked, what did I like? Yeah, athletes, guy my age. I wasn't very fussy. It was just simple. Like, okay, this guy is my age, we're the same age.
Who would you have swiped left here with?
If we're chatting?
Yeah.
Dudu, just put up her hand. No, Dudu.
Strap a finger. Two.
Yeah. Like a spear way.
Oh, spear way.
Yeah, no. Then I was really into, you know, your, like, guys with long hair, you know, braids.
Nigga type. Yes.
Yeah. You're like, yo, my
nigga. Yeah, well, my nigga skateboarders. I'm a nigga.
Yeah, I like them, those. Why, yeah. Then I grew up.
So, you know, I'm asking you that, bro.
Yeah.
I was just checking out these dating apps the other day, bro. There's so many right now, bro.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Let me go through some of them, bro. Like, I had no idea because I haven't been on Tinder or anything like that in years, bro. There's one called Badu. Yeah, that's the first one that pops up.
Oh, okay.
So this one, you just meet new people, right? There's Bumble, meet new people, Tinder. There's Mixed. This is interracial dating.
Damn.
Interracial only. There's adult hookups. So this one is just for adults only. There's
buying and...
Yes. Yeah. There's Mingle 2. There is plenty of fish dating. Cougar. So if you want to date a cougar.
Wow.
There's an app for that. There's a black dating app. Mm. If you just want to date black people.
Whoa. Umar Johnson app. You know he doesn't like it.
Yeah.
There's Salt. This is a Christian dating app. So if
Salt. Salt. Okay.
Try.
Okay.
Yeah. For just Christians. Just Christians.
Yeah.
There's one for swingers as well.
Ooh. Damn, swingers.
Hectic.
Yeah. There's one for one night hookups.
Mm.
One night. One night.
There's a lot, dog.
Don't people go out anymore?
No, bro.
And find these things?
Is that insane?
I like that they are specific to what you want. Yeah. You know?
And
you
also, guys, ladies, be careful. These are the websites that a lot of scammers use. You know what I mean? No, I'm dead serious. These are websites where a lot of scammers use. There's a lady in Durban. She got scammed like a couple of thousands, like 100,000s by a guy saying he's American, pilots, you know what I mean? Looking for a thing in Africa, whatever. And obviously there were still pictures from Instagram from a different account of a guy who was a pilot. She got scammed by a pilot. Some lady in KZN, and South African women seem to fall for this a lot. Some guys, you find them in Hillbrow, it's like just chilling Nigerian guys on the internet cafe. All they do is like they got 5 profiles, and they know I'm this close with this one to extorting cash, this close. It's so prevalent.
It's not even just in SA, even in America.
Yeah.
Like those shows where
90 Day Fiancé.
Yes, 90 Day Fiancé.
Okay, what happens? Oh, damn, I must watch more TV.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Yeah, so let's just be careful. It's fun and games, but some people are just out there. But all of these bad things, bro, let's be honest.
Did you know if you go to a house, and in front of the house, they have a pineapple upside down?
A pineapple.
Like a pineapple.
A pineapple. Okay. And it's facing upside down. It means they're swingers.
Whew. Wow.
Did you guys know that?
No, I never knew.
Is that the international, global?
Is this in America or
international
South Africa?
Code?
No, it's an international standard.
Are you for real?
Yeah. So if you go to any house and in front of them, they've got an object that resembles a pineapple, whatever the case may be. It doesn't have to be a real pineapple, but it's facing downwards. It means they're ready to swing.
So then what's the protocol now? Is you go there and you're like, knock. Drop your pants. What do you say? What do you do?
I don't know, man. We must ask Buntle Murisel. I don't know.
Bro, she swings on the dance floor, bro.
Bro, it came up.
Left, right.
Bro, it came up on my timeline. If you remember when we interviewed her, she I said to her, okay, if you and Pretty Ugly have swinged, or you asked a question, allowed other people in the...
Thing, you've intertwined. Well, what's that Will Smith term?
She was like, I'm not gonna answer that. You make your own decision, right? Mm. And then I was like, drink water if you have. She drank water. We missed it.
She drank water. For real.
I'll find that clip for you. No, you must put it up, in post-production. Damn. She drank water.
Whoa. Mm. Wow. But that's also another level of things, that a lot of people aren't ready for that conversation. It's also another level of freedom, of being free.
Like, what? Watching your partner get fucked.
Damn. Why do you say it like that? I'm not ready for it. But I respect people who can do that and actually like watch someone you love get fucked.
No ways. In the same room.
I don't think
it's necessary.
Maybe we're flawed for that. Maybe.
Oh, Penduka.
Hey, but I mean, I can't.
Hey.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, there's a respect I have for people who are able to maneuver, move like that.
Let's do a skit. Let's do a skit and take it from there.
How many people are skeeting on now?
What is that?
Fat checker, did you check if I'm right about the... Yeah, you see? There we go. Yeah, please.
And flamingos?
Yes. If it's not just a house, but if you are to come across a person and they have a pineapple that's faced upside down, it does mean that they are swingers. It's a symbol.
What about and, flamingos?
Flamingos, it just shows that they're open to doing it at any given time. So if you see a pineapple and a flamingo, any time is action time.
Whoa.
Basically.
We need to go to Bunzi and Pretty Ugly's house, man. I'm telling you. We must see what's there.
Whoa. Hey man, where's the breakfast? That because I've never
but
seen
it. It's not only at houses. So in cars or on your phone covers or a bracelet or something.
Oh, if so any symbol of an upside down
pineapple. It means, yes. It's like a flag, a rainbow flag for the LGBTQI community. Yeah.
Hmm. Wait. The flag...
It's a symbol for you to see.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
it's
cool,
an example.
Cool. I get it. Like, if I see someone wearing rainbow socks.
Hi.
And I almost bought something rainbow, you know that?
Yeah.
So, like, at one of the places, I used to wash my sneakers. I no longer do, but I used to. Yeah. And I no longer, because I got a friend now who washes sneakers. So people mustn't think it's because of the shoelaces, you know? So I got this, I saw the shoelaces. I really like these shoelaces. Like, oh, these are so cool, man, you know? There's somebody like, yeah. They are the thing, the flag. I'm like, oh, okay. But if I can get them, I want to get them. I genuinely think because they were so cool.
Yeah.
But then I was like, no, but then it would be like, it's like you as an innocent, a nun, looking, you know, a nun, and you see, an upside down pineapple, and you're like, I actually like looking at an upside down pineapple. From genuinely liking it, you can genuinely, with the most innocent of ideas, I like this. I like this combination on that particular sneakers I have. But then there's the nun now with an upside down. Then you're sending out the wrong message. So I didn't buy it because I was like, okay. I'd be misrepresenting myself to people.
But what if you're an ally?
I'm wearing them for a different reason.
Because you can be an ally.
Mm.
It doesn't mean, remember, wearing
rainbow. But the allies have got their own flag.
No.
They do. Google it.
Yes,
check
yes.
Out.
True.
But
the rainbow. The rainbow is everybody.
Mm. Oh, damn. Yeah. Oh, then I'll go get them. I'll go buy them. Thanks, you educated me now. I'll go buy them.
Can I educate you some more? I've been reading
please,
this.
Please.
I got fun facts for days.
Oh. Please, bro.
You want another
Give
one?
Me. Hit me with a fun fact.
You want another one? Hit me. So this guy, he invented dynamite. So like during the World Wars and stuff, in the early...
Yes.
Yeah, he invented dynamite and they used it for war. You know what happens with dynamite.
Yes.
So now his brother dies. So they thought it was him by mistake, the newspaper, all right? So they write an article...
They thought it was the guy who created the dynamite who died.
Yes.
Okay.
So they write an article about him. And they say, the doctor of death.
I was talking about Anuele, guys.
Yeah, but...
Whose hair is this now?
Yeah, but... Nah. Hey!
What the... hey, man.
You must go.
Tutu, he was a man. Wow.
So this guy, right? They write a whole article. They're like, the doctor of death is no longer with us. So he looks at that. He's like, fuck, man. I don't want that to be my legacy, to be known as the doctor of death. Be, you know, whenever people mention death, they mention his name.
Yes.
So what he did is he started the Nobel Peace Prize so that every time you Google him, that's what comes up.
The fucker.
His name is Alfred Nobel.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah.
Nobel is... So Nobel... first credit palm that killed people was responsible for the killing of a lot of people.
Yes.
Also, I mean, mining and productive courses.
Yes.
Damn, that is, wow.
And now if you Google Alfred Nobel, that's all you
see. That's all. Before, you would have seen
the
creator of dynamite.
Yeah.
Oh.
Damn, that is dope. That is brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
At what age was this?
I don't know, my man. I didn't read that much. I just read half the article.
Research. But
just to show, man, life is something else, right? It's long and...
It must be the 1800s.
Yeah, yeah. Somewhere there. Mm.
Shout out.
Did you know how pizza started?
No.
No. No, 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 no. How did... School us.
School us.
School us.
Mm. So pizza started with the people who were making it, there were leftovers. So it's like a bunch of chefs and stuff that were making food for rich people.
Oh, the offcuts of the food, ingredients.
Yeah, so they took the offcuts of the food, of the ingredients, and made pizza so they can support each other and feed each other.
And then they just ordered the cheese to be the clue.
Banco. And that's how pizza came about.
Fucking hell, bro.
It's for poor people, yeah.
Damn.
Pizza. And my life goes late.
So cheese was... accessible to the poor?
I think so.
I think so, I mean,
it's made out of
milk. In South African context, cheese is not necessarily poor. All right, but they call you cheese boy. Like, you know what I mean? Cheese is expensive and it's like, okay, whatever, it's cheese. It's nice, but it's not that nice. Fuck, let's have jam and bologna and stuff. You know?
Yeah, yeah. That's how people pizza started. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Mm. Do you want to know what happens at Nando's?
Yes!
Oh! Yes!
What happens at Nando's?
Did you know at Nando's, all the people that are employed, they wear Tipo jeans?
Oh.
Whoa. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Nationwide.
That's
nationwide.
Beautiful.
Damn, Tipo.
How beautiful?
Nice.
Damn, shout out. Tipo. Yeah.
Mm. Now when they go home, they must drink Grandeur. We need to work on that.
Yes. To put it in the payroll.
Yeah, but which establishment can we then say, okay, Crenshaw, they consume Crenshaw, the workers?
Clearly, it's the students. Because, lady, what are you saying?
Huh?
It's the students. Data shows it's the students.
No. I'm saying which establishment or which franchise we can sponsor Crenshaw to. So it's like known that the workers, you know, consume Crenshaw.
Like a chicken licking.
Yes. The same way how it's like Nando's workers, they were Tipo.
But it's only Nando's that sells alcohol. All these other places don't. They're halal.
Yes.
KFC never sells alcohol. Chicken licking, I've never seen a chicken licking with alcohol.
No.
The guy would probably lose his franchise. It's only London.
Oh, Spur.
I mean, Nando's and Spur, yes.
Mm. Bluetooth, do you know how it came about?
Yes, Harold Blattant. Bluetooth is Harold Blattant. I know it. I know the Bluetooth story. It's Harold Blattant.
Okay, school me, Mac.
No, I was out of fun facts, so I just went to the one that I know.
It's the guy who united all, like, the whole of Denmark, King Harold Blattant, which literally means Bluetooth, because he united countries. So Bluetooth, it's a technology that unites devices, because it was discovered in I think, Denmark, and the guy just dedicated the name to it. It's like you calling, Utwala, Shala, you know, because maybe it, I don't know.
Mm.
That thing is too... It kills people or something, Or, no, killing is bad. Shala kill people, but for a reason. But it just gives strength within people or whatever, So that's how Bluetooth came about. Head out the platan. Forget everything else I said. That's how Bluetooth came about.
Anyway, what else you got for us, Ghost Lady, man?
Guys, did you hear about Ace Makgashule?
Makgashule.
Yes. So, the former ANC General, Secretary General, Ace Makgashule, has launched his own party called, he launched it this week, and it's called the African Congress for Transformation. Will you guys be voting for Ace?
Hey, man, me, I don't want to say anything because I still want him on the show.
I don't know. He must come on the show and convince me.
Yeah.
But to me, it just seems disgruntled. Like, he really is just a disgruntled, fired, expelled ANC member. This whole ACT thing is an act.
Sol.
Drop this fucking thing.
Do you want him to come or not?
I do. But also, don't any of them own a thesaurus? Like, isn't there another word they can fight for Congress?
Yeah.
It's not even
African Congress.
Go to like page 30 or something. Go to C and your Congress will find. COPE was the Congress of the people.
Yeah.
African National Congress. Now you leave.
And they're
Congress,
not coping anymore.
Congress. Yeah?
You see, they're not coping anymore.
Which one?
COPE.
They're going through shit.
Oh, dog. No.
They're going through shit. Like, really, man, you know? It's like, guys, there's other... And then the colors are still the same. And shout out to Julius Malema. Mm. I want to shout out two people from just this thing. Julius Malema. I mean, yeah, there's a bit of... There's green, there's black, there's... But the colors are not immediately ANC colors. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Not.
And he did to go on his own thing. Because if you're a political party right now and you start a blue color, people won't be like, oh, that's DA.
That's DA.
Especially if it's a rally, right? Imagine a rally. There's an aerial... I've got a drone now. There's an aerial picture. And you're seeing red and you started a party, it's going to be EFF.
EFF,
so when you start a party with these colors, just a cope of the ANC, you're just sending out a message that it's like being dumped by a woman. And then the next woman you date looks just like her.
Mm. But it means you've
really
got a type.
Over. You're not over her. You're not over the other one.
But it means you have a type.
Mm. You have?
A type.
Of color party. That you like to be affiliated. No, come on.
Of and women, also, I'm saying of women. Remember, when you're making that example. Like you just
said. No. I'm talking about shape. I'm talking about face, maybe.
Do you think Julius Malema gets his flowers, bro? Mm.
No, I don't think he does. So, shout out to him for that, you know, for going red, broadly red. And also, shout out to Mpho Phalatse of the DA. So now, what this ACE thing proves that a lot of these guys, politics is their career.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, when they are now expelled from a particular party, they still feel the need to join politics again. Mpho Phalatse just found out that she fucked around and joined the DA and found out and became a mayor and, you know, became a member and found out about that party and politics in general. But now she's going back to being a doctor.
Oh, wow.
How beautiful is that?
Okay. Yeah.
She's not trying to start another party to grapple. And a lot of them say they want to be the change and make the change. But the thing is, what Ismail Khashoggi is saying that now, this party, he's saying ANC lost its roots and what it stood for initially. When did it realize this?
And wait. No. So my thing is...
Like, did he realize this while he was in it?
Ace, with all the scandals he has and why he was even fired?
I see the scandals, but he was still a part of the same ANC exactly. That he says has lost its roots. So when did he realize this? After he got expelled? Or... inside. Because if it was inside, then...
Why won't you change?
Yeah?
I'm saying if it was inside... And
yeah, I wanted him to go, I'm voluntarily leaving the ANC to start something that still resembles the core roots and beliefs of the ANC.
It's all hogwash, dog. It's all bullshit. You see?
That's something. Shout out to Mpho. There's a politician who can leave politics and go back to work. Like the rest of us. They just work.
Yeah.
Go on, start your own business, not making money from your affiliations. Just, you know what I mean?
Do you think Ace is just out of touch?
Huh?
Do you think Ace is just out of touch? Like, who will vote for the party, knowing everything?
Well, who votes for the ANC, knowing everything we know about our current state of country? Knowing everything we know about our current state of South Africa, who votes for ANC?
But I kind
of
get
a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
So he may get the vote. Because politics, someone like, I think it's Caesar. It's politics. Like, politics, Oshaya, bruh. Like, that's all it is.
But I kind of.
Shy the people.
I kind of get where he's coming from because this gold doesn't represent what grandeur is all about. This gold is the one.
Yes.
So I kind of get where he's coming from. You need to rebrand at times.
And still keep. The same. Oh, so the ANC gold is also from these people. Is that why he also went for the gold there of the ANC?
The African Congress.
African. Yo. Moreover, to the African Congress
for transformation.
Economy. We will ace once.
Yeah.
We will ace straight.
Hey, Neo, have you been following what's happening? I know Neo is interested about this topic.
Yeah, you know, Neo is woke.
Have you been following what's happening in Africa with all the coups?
Oh, Gabon.
African Spring.
Hey. Have you been following?
Not really. I just saw the Gabon one. I think the one that is next in line, it might be, is it Cote d'Ivoire?
Cote d'Ivoire? I didn't know about
that. Are they also a huge of the French?
The president was like 90 years. Yes, and he actually recently changed the military head after the Gabon thing. Then he just changed, he reshuffled his military general and everything. Then he reshuffled them so that he can be safe. Because you know the coup is done by the military.
Yes. They had a successful coup in Niger.
Yeah, in Niger.
Where they found the president, he had para money as well.
Even now. Yeah, in Gabon. Gabon now. Ali Bongo, whatever.
Bongo, yeah.
Oh, is that the one I'm talking
Gabon,
about?
Gabon, yeah. Where they found
his son or nephew, which is chief of staff.
Yes.
In his house, the son's house, they found money like in different currencies, in francs, in whatever Gabon they use, in dollars, and euros.
And the French are not happy.
No, the French aren't, because that's how the French keep their grip on South Africa, on Africa, and the influence over Africa through these previously French colonies.
Fuck, man, who can we call? They can break this down for us.
Yeah.
It's so interesting, because so much is happening, bro.
So much, bro.
It's as if, like, the African continent is woke now, and they're just, like,
it's as if it's
west.
Waking up, yeah. Mm.
All right, let's call JJ Sessing. He knows these things, man.
Ah, Sessing, yes.
But I gotta change my headphones, man. These ones are fucking out, man.
What's going on? You just broke these headphones, man.
JJ, I can't hear him. JJ Sessing.
You hear me?
Wagwan, player.
Wagwan, blah. What's up?
Are you too excited? No, relax, man.
I'm greeting you. Nothing.
Listen, JJ, you're live on the podcast, man. What's going on in Africa, bro? What's going on in Africa, bro? Please tell us, man.
The most beautiful moment is happening in the continent right now, where you see Africans freeing themselves from the clutches of their oppressors, their colonizers. You know, it's beautiful to watch where you find like a country like Gabon, which is happening in Gabon.
Yeah.
Where the president is endorsed by the French, you know, backing of the government of French, where the guy has been president, his family has been the president for 56 years. I mean, that's ridiculous. Almost a monarchy, you know?
Wait, we can't hear you properly, man. Is there any way we can call you, like, maybe on a Zoom call or something, just so we can get a proper feed? Because what you're saying is really important, but we can't hear it properly.
Yeah, I can, but generally it's bad, yeah.
Yeah,
is it better?
Yes, much better.
Yes, I'm off the hands-free now.
Yeah.
Okay, cool, yeah. Please start, like you were saying, please start.
Thank you, please.
Yeah, you can start.
Yes.
What's happening in Africa is beautiful. You know, where you find African countries, you know, freeing themselves from the clutches of their colonizers and oppressors. You know, you find situations.
It's still terrible, Jay. Still terrible. Still terrible, man.
Okay, let me try to park on the side because I'm on the N3.
You're in the N3? Should we try maybe a Zoom link? Should you try a Zoom link?
Hold on.
Oh, you must stop the car?
Stop the car.
Yeah. Okay. Is this better?
Yes, sounds better.
Much better.
Yeah, much better. Yeah, now it is.
Okay, I was saying.
In my view,
what's happening in Africa is beautiful. It's a situation where African countries are freeing themselves from their former colonizers. Where, for example, what's happened in Gabon, I mean, the family has been in the presidency for 56 years.
Yo.
The father was the president, the son is the president, and that's madness.
Mm.
But, you know, the French government will endorse this president because they're obviously benefiting on the side through minerals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the French will never allow that sort of arrangement for themselves. You know, two terms, you're out. The American, it's even worse in America. I mean, you're a president for 4 years, not even 5 years.
Mm.
You know, two terms, you're out. But in Africa, they are allowed. I'll make you another example. I mean, you look at how everybody's going on about how Rwanda works, right? Yeah,
beautiful.
But the president of Rwanda has been president since, 2010, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? He's been, 2000. He's been a president for 23 years. That's madness. Why are you a president for 23 years?
The same Rwandan president.
Yeah.
Karma,
the way,
but he's doing a good job though, bro.
Yeah, but
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I mean, okay.
Are the people happy? So
the people, it seems like they're
happy. Then it doesn't matter if the people are happy.
Look, it's so bad. For me, it's so bad that the West has even given him a name. They call him the benevolent dictator. I mean, it means you're a good dictator.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But it does not make sense. So how are you president for 23 years? How are you a president? How is your family in the president for 56 years?
What's happening?
Wait, but hold on. Are there elections? Are they revoting him in?
Yeah, there are elections. I mean,
and if they're honest and fair, the people are happy.
No, but it's like, what happened in Zim? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Elections can
but they were rigging the votes there. They still are, even now.
Yeah, so even in these other African countries.
No. But what I'm saying, Sissing, sorry to cut you off, man. Are they rigging votes in Rwanda like they are in other dictator-led countries in Africa?
Who's to say?
Because people don't seem happy from where we are.
From where we are, but remember, things are different when you live there and then when you're here. I think the most accurate observation to have would be through the eyes of the opposition parties that are there. Because obviously, I mean, just like the United States, some countries are good at PR and they only project what they want the world to know and they oppress everything else.
What's happening in Niger?
It's beautiful. I love it. You know, the mere fact that a country like Nigeria sold out, they stopped giving them electricity, you know. I mean, for example, now the president of Nigeria, who is also the head of the bloc, I think it's called ECOWAS or something.
Yeah, it's
you know, he wanted to give them a period of 9 months. Like, okay, the military can hand over to a democratic led government, you know. But the question is, man, does democracy work for Africa?
No, it doesn't.
I mean, it's a debate. You know what I'm saying? So why are we being subjected to Western ways of doing things? Why can't Africa find its own ways of electing leaders? Why can't Africa find its own ways of leading people?
Do you think the next coup is going to come from?
Cameroon. I mean, he's been in power for 40 years or 46, something ridiculous like that.
Damn.
I forgot his name. Oh, man.
Yeah, he needs to go, you know? Even Kagame needs to go. The thing is, the Western countries and organizations like the United Nations, the NATO, the US, they want to decide the type of democracy they want for Africa.
Who's that nigga, the youngest president in Africa right now? What's his name?
Burkina Faso.
Oh, beautiful to watch. Mm, I mean, I don't know if you saw images of the people of Gabon yesterday.
Yes.
They were celebrating all over the street. You know, they were all over the street. Some of the guys went to the president's house, Bongo, the one. They found bags and bags and bags of foreign currency.
Mm.
You know, they found franc notes, bags, you know, dollars, pounds. Mm. You know, what are you doing with bags of cash if you're a president at your house? You know?
No, that's
crazy. It doesn't make sense. So I love what's happening in Africa. Africa needs to free itself. If the French want minerals, from Gabon or any of the other countries that are in Africa, they must just buy them.
Yeah.
You know, they must just sign a trade
agreement.
It's simple. Sign a trade deal and buy them.
Yeah.
You know, the same way we do with other countries as well. I mean, it doesn't make sense that a country like Nigeria that has so much oil, they get to dig up the oil, but they don't refine it. It gets refined somewhere. And then it gets sold back to them.
Mm. That's insane.
You know, that's nonsense. So, you know, we need to find ways in which we get rid of these old guys that are in power that do not have interests of our people or their people at heart because they are Western puppets.
Jay,
we need to find a way. Yeah.
And does Nigeria? So the what you just described now in Nigeria with the oil situation, is that still the status quo? They don't refine their own oil.
I mean, obviously, it will be like talk. You need to start doing this, but it's not happening. Where is it? Because if Nigeria had to do everything, they'll have Dubai money.
Because my thing is, Nigeria is the one country I think with probably the most military coups previously. You know, your Sani Abacha, even your previous president now. What's his name?
That nigga. Yeah.
Who?
Yeah, that's what the current
Nigeria was saying. It's just.
He was saying they had a similar situation in Nigeria.
Yeah, they've been having coups and they brought nothing.
Well, I mean, you don't want dumb people to take over. But at least if you're going to do a coup, have a plan. You know, have a plan on how you're going to move the country forward. But first things first, though, you always need to remove the people that are problematic on top, and we'll figure it out how we move forward. You know, just like how people, just like how, for example, small political parties that are coming out of nowhere, they have no experience of running government. But you know what? It's almost, they feel like, okay, if the ANC is a problem, it's okay, let's just move it. We'll figure it out as we go. The same way when ANC took over in 94 from National Party, they had no experience of running government, but they took over and they'll figure it out. You know, at some point, something needs to happen, you know?
Yeah,
at some point.
No,
you can't maintain the status quo. But I think what's happening is beautiful.
Man, shout out to JJ, man. Do you agree with JJ with what he's saying?
It's beautiful to topple people who've been holding on to power and keeping it within their families and think it's a monarch, right? Mm. That's beautiful. However, we've seen many examples where there are coups and the incoming guy, that's how he proposes and sells himself as the guy who's going to detach this country from French rule, only to come and also be a dictator and rule just for himself and his family as well.
Yeah. Like Zim. I was like saying, Zim.
Like Zim. That thing was called a coup, but really, I mean, what kind of coup is it where ZANU-PF gets couped out of power and then they still remain in power? And you know what I mean? Because when you have a coup, you're changing the whole ideology of things. But my thing is, you can change the whole country from being stooges of the West or France, such as these countries, and still have somebody else who's in it for themselves and their cronies and their friends who used to be generals in the military, and they become ministers and they eat and their kids eat and everybody's still suffering. So a coup, let's not get too excited and be realistic. A coup means it's a great first step forward, but the next step is who's going to take power, right? Is it going to be someone who's also going to steal from the country for themselves and the West, or whoever their master is? Will they have a master? And we need to ask those questions as well.
What did you think of the fire in the CBD?
Oh,
the fire in the CBD is, it's one of many things that are a combination of our state and our leaders and how we've been ruled. Because number one, the building is technically owned by the city. Right? And they lease it out. Of course, they don't run it administratively and every day in runnings of the building, but they'd lease it out to, I forgot this company and I know them. They're an NGO. Not Ektulin, but they provide like shelters for kids and, you know, victims.
It was victims, women. Women were sheltered.
Victims of GBV and their kids, you know what I mean? And then eventually the contract came to an end, and rightfully so, they left the building vacated, and maybe it was abandoned and people started flocking into the building. But it's the same thing. I've been in one of these like abandoned buildings. It's like Florence in Hillbrow. The Florence, when you get in there, it's a building. It used to be a hospital way back. And then it became flats, and then it became what it is now, which is an abandoned building. Mnyamandao, hijacked building, because people, they do pay to someone, you know, who they believe, and the guy will say, here are the papers, are the landlords or the owners, even if they may not be, or the management, you know, the property management company. And they pay. But you go in there, bro. You see, the thing is, some of these buildings used to be office buildings. Like, that one used to be a hospital and stuff. So you'd find really big places, and then the guys would need to partition them, you know, and find wood or sometimes a mazenge and partition these places, you know. Some don't even have electricity. Some have illegal connected electricity. So number one, City of Joburg owns the building. How come they didn't know this was going on in their building? Right? Because the lease came to an end, right? Number two, it's everybody has flocked to Joburg to make a living for greener pastures, and there's a housing problem. People don't have homes. People are homeless, right? That's another problem, right? And then the third problem is some of these people are illegal in the country. So that's a problem from the borders already. You can't blame the City of Joburg.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But the national government, the borders are porous. And where are people coming from? They're coming from dry areas where nothing is happening and they want to go to economical hubs. So that's why you'll find every foreign national in Pretoria, in Cape Town, in Joburg, in Polokwane, all these towns, you know, where there's a bit of economic, you know, movement. And it's like that with every country in the world, though. Let's be honest. When we go to England, London,
New York,
there's a homeless guy and there's a homeless foreign guy, and then there's someone serving you at the hotel who's not local. To get me, it happens all over the world. But yeah, it speaks to a lot of problems where we've been failed, you know.
What's and your also solution?
How it may have started, no one knows. It may have been candles from load shedding, but it goes down to load shedding.
What's your solution?
My solution is, let's have a state and a government that there's the rule of law is followed. So buildings won't get hijacked. People won't be in the country illegally. Criminality won't be a problem. Let's not have load shedding. Therefore, people don't need to use candles even if they live in shacks.
Is the simplest thing not to arrest the person who these people think is their landlord?
Oh, in this particular building. Yeah, but they're not going to show up. The guys are going to come say, yeah, I've collected 20 million in the past 5-10 years from this building. I don't even own it.
Yeah, but you can act as if you want to rent a room, right? And then when you get those papers from the person who you think is a landlord, you arrest them.
Oh, yeah.
Case closed.
Yeah.
So why is that so hard to do?
Yeah, but if the city of Joburg was tracking the building and knew that there's an illegal landlord in the building, they could have done that and should have done that. But maybe someone is getting paid to turn a blind eye. Because think about it. Why wouldn't they do that after so long of it happening?
Oh, so it's a scheme.
Yep.
Bro, the city will not own a building and forget about it. Yes. Joburg has thousands of buildings.
Why do we care about this building if the city doesn't even care,
Because over 74 people died, Mac.
Oh, yeah.
The people died.
People died. A lot of people died.
Yeah.
And also,
even kids as well.
Even kids.
And I'll give you a clearer picture. Like, a lot of people maybe ask Manok Ploma and think in Hillbro it's just foreigners. Generally, it is a lot of foreigners, you know. Many of them, they're legally, some not they're legally cool. But also, in these buildings, we'll find South Africans as well.
Mm.
In these 74 people who died, there's South Africans there.
Mm.
There was a lady, I was listening to 702, and there was a lady there saying she's waiting for a kid, whatever. And I'm like, why are they asking her, did they know this building? Has she come to see her child and where she's living? Because those places are not good, bro. They're bad.
Yeah, it's fucked up. It's fucked up how they say.
The reason why a lot of them even died, one even said on the radio, her kids always said, don't lock. She preferred locking because criminals would come into that building, rob people within their shacks within the building. So they'd keep them locked. Now imagine a fire breaks out. 1 o'clock, it's seen a glare. And you've locked because of safety. Mm. You see, a lot of things I'm saying boils down to the governance of the country because people lock themselves in where they shouldn't have been because of the prevalence of crime.
And you think you're safe.
You think you're safe. They were there illegally. Problem. The building.
Not all.
Well, not all what?
Were they illegally?
Yes, but
The reason why there's
a house occupied.
Yes.
The reason why there's
I get you.
Jersey is because there's not enough rooms for people to live in and homes for people to live in than there are people. And apart from the immigration we have alone, your parents came from Limpopo, my parents came from Eastern Cape, KZN, her parents came. There's that local immigration thing that happens to Ekoli,
Kosebenza.
Now it's compounded by even outside people coming in, and some aren't legal, and some are, so there's a housing problem.
Gotcha.
And it's not only legal foreign of immigrants who are victims of that thing. Even South Africans will come and be like, damn, there's no place to stay. If I want to stay in a decent place in Joburg,
It's fucked up how the mainstream media breaks the story as 74 illegal immigrants. Like,
no,
all
South
of them
Africans there, bro. No. Nah, that's not true. There's South Africans and that too. There's South Africans. I can tell you that for a fact.
Mara, let a druggie die in Sandton. They won't write a druggie is dead in Sandton.
Yeah, it's always like that, bro.
It'll be like whatever Tom or Billy or John, whatever his name is, what it's doing.
Yeah, there's always the you know, blurring the lines in setting the agenda and how you communicate the stories. There's South Africans there, bro. I won't lie. Dude, in Florence, in Hillbrow, there's a place called Florence. I told you about it. This guy from the Eastern Cape who just came to Joburg to hustle. You know what I mean? This guy's from KZN, like Zulu guys who came here hoping for summer have studied.
Century Plaza.
Job.
You know something Century Plaza?
Going to be in a security company. Some work for these companies, but they don't even earn much. You earn like 4K a month. what decent place can you get to rent? And then, you know, $1,000 gets you this and this place, you go. So some are South African. I've seen it with my own too.
You know Century Plaza?
Century Plaza.
By Jupiter Park.
In Hillbrow, yeah. I see Century Plaza. There used to be an OK there. Not an OK, ShopRite.
And Anstey's building. I used to stay there.
Opposite the Joburger Hotel.
Yeah, Anstey's building.
Guys, remember when...
Whose building?
Anstey's building. That was the name of the building.
Anstey's building.
Yeah, it was like, it's fucking huge, man.
Bro, there's some nice buildings there, bro. Yeah. Like some buildings. I used to walk in Joburg and just Google these buildings because I would see them and be like, damn. And then just remove, you know, the dirt and the homeless people and the doors. And
no, but that's where greatness comes from. You're not great until you've lived in the CBD.
Who?
You're not great until you've lived in the CBD.
Yeah, hey, CBD.
I mean, look at us. You know what I mean? Kanye, she's have you lived in the CBD?
Yeah, Pretoria CBD.
You see?
Yeah.
We all stem from there, bro.
Yeah.
Nice. No, CBD, asking, CBD teaches
it,
you life.
Yeah, it does.
Being in town.
It builds you.
When you are there.
You see, bro.
Yeah.
Even normal social medicine team, you know, you can tell that this is... He's a bullshitter. He's a scammer. He's here for this. He's legit.
There are some things I see in whether it's any mall, and I'll be like, and let me go to Pretoria. I can find this. Where exactly? You know your places. You know all the CBDs. You know, you're wise enough.
Yeah. Where's they go?
Exactly.
You want this? You know, you need this. You know.
I want you to.
You know, if you want alcohol at 1 a.m., the only place open, you know where to get it.
Kosatan.
Yeah, Wasatan.
No, regarding this topic, don't you guys remember when you had Ukeni Kunene being mayor for the day? And don't you feel like with what has happened now, these guys dying from a fire from this this building, don't you think that maybe he was onto something when it was trying to fix the city center, or are we still going now?
A lot of people have been onto something. Herman Mashaba, when he was mayor, he tried to tackle. I know one building on...
It's the oldest trick in the book. It's the oldest trick in the book, you know? If you want to get
Is it a trick or is it something like where it's maybe those who try to do, if you want to call it a trick, that let it be so that it fixes?
It's a trick because ask yourself the first question. Why are the cameras? For what?
With who, Kenny?
Yeah. Kenny, him and myself, why are the cameras? If that's what he's doing and it's his job, why are the cameras?
With Herman, that's what he was doing.
Yeah, what I'm saying. It's the oldest trick in the book. Like, it's like, you know when a celebrity is going through some bad PR, then they go to a old age home or a children's home for good PR. You know what I mean?
They do that.
Yeah.
Fuck, I must be away.
But I feel like, shouldn't politicians also do that? Because I feel like the city center issue is very hectic. It's not just one of those going to feed the hungry kids in an old age.
There's a guy, man, apparently in the East, he runs the East. The guy was in prison. Gayton.
Oh, okay.
With what he's doing there. There's no cameras there. But because of what he's doing and the reason he's doing it, word of mouth got out there that Gayton is doing such great, amazing work without cameras there. Now, that's how you invoke real change. So the moment there's cameras, I'm like, okay, why are there cameras? It's your job.
Oh, okay. I get you.
You just want a pity party.
Yeah, but politicians, it's politics, bro. Yeah. Also, the optics matter. It's politics.
Exactly.
You know, but there's always been a problem. Even Pakstal, you know, he also tried tackling this issue of these buildings and stuff, but it's always fought by, like, human rights lawyers.
Then it comes back to that it's a cycle that someone from Joburg City is probably eating from this. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
So it's the whole cycle.
Just have a grip on the lawlessness, you know? Like, yeah.
Anyway, Ghost Lady, this is a sad topic.
Yeah.
People died.
Yeah,
on the old story.
It has been reported. Listen to this, Penduka.
Yeah.
I think you're going to like this. Fascinating. Amapiano made over 200 million rands in revenue from Spotify in 2022. And that's just South African artists alone. Apparently, the figures grew 3 times compared to 4 years back. Streaming of Amapiano from Spotify grew by 563%. The genre streamed even outside the continent in countries such as the UK, USA, Netherlands, Germany, Canada, and others. How crazy is that?
That's wild, bro.
How much of the 200 million are we getting from EA?
Hey. It's not a lot, I'll tell you.
Yeah, right?
You know, yeah. I mean, we're struggling.
Half of this is pori and kabza, by the way.
Yeah, a big chunk of that, bro. Pori, kabza. You know how I put a luonga. Let's be honest. Almost there, you know what I mean? But still, like...
It's massive, right?
And I understand why guys, you'll see guys with brand new sneakers of LV, Louis Vuitton, like 30K sneakers every week, every day, you know? Guys are really killing it, and that's just streaming, and there's still gigs, you know what I mean?
Listen, man, we've been fortunate to be around the entertainment space for a while, and I think I've never in my whole life seen what Piano's doing, bro.
Yeah, he's a
bro. I've never,
changed
ever.
Lives.
You know? And the sad part is
changed
that...
lives.
Well, the sad part is that when I speak to promoters,
so many lives.
Is that people aren't taking this shit seriously, bro. Like, our artists are not taking this shit seriously in terms of management, how they're running their business. Like, it's a business, bro. Like, it's huge, this thing, bro.
Massive, bro.
This is just Spotify. We're not even talking about gigs.
Gigs.
And they're getting paid in dollars.
20 times more.
Dollars, euros, you name it.
Billy, the piano gigging industry, today alone, if you look at payments... You know, if you could have access to payments that have exchanged hands between promoter or venue to a service provider, DJ. Alone today, how many millions?
Bro, I wish I could just...
Just in payments.
I could just have one...
For tomorrow.
I wish I could just sit with all these piano cats in one room and just tell them, like, dude, this is huge, guys. Like, you can... This is generational wealth, bro.
Yeah.
If you do it properly and you take this shit seriously.
It's like the mining boom.
Yeah.
It's like a gold rush.
Or the tech boom in America.
Tech boom, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a boom of sorts.
It's massive, bro.
But would you guys be open to tell what much you've guys made from up the movement?
Nah, we haven't made much, man. No, we still gig locally. Yeah. Like, my last international gig was in the UK. Come on.
Playing Val tomorrow, playing at Ivory Park.
And it's not because we can't get the international gigs, but the podcast comes first. So we always have
to
record.
Podcasters, you know.
We're podcasters, so podcast.
I love music. I create music. Love it as well. But
yeah,
we hear as these people first, and I'll drop my music and then start that journey as well. But mainly we are here because of the podcast.
Yeah, because there's no way we're going to take a gig in Paris and not shoot.
Oh. We need to make sure we shoot in Paris.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah. Speaking about artists, what does Big Zulu, Young Stana, Makazi, Butle, Mashuru, Saul, Mac G, and Musa Keys have in common?
I'm not Fender, man. Big Zulu's not Fender. What do you mean? Big Zulu's all you... And Musa Keys, the thing is song.
Ghostlane, what do they all have in common?
They've got music out.
Yeah, no, she's right. It's a good case.
That's a good
case. She's actually 100% correct.
That's true.
Really, that's true. Not you. I don't know, man.
You don't know?
We have an M in all our names.
No, we're going to be in Vanda on the 16th of September.
Drop.
We're all going to be at the Royal Heritage Festival brought to you by Para Para. It's happening on the 16th of September.
Mm-hmm.
And it is set to captivate Twando Venda in Nandoni Dam. The festival has earned its reputation as Limpopo's best, grandest gathering, boasting an impressive lineup of over 40 artists. And I cannot wait, man. It's going to be lit.
Who's there?
It's Big Zulu, Young Stana, Makazi, Butle, Mashudu, Saul, Mac G, Musa Keys, and there's a whole lot more. There's 40 artists, bro.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Mm. Get your tickets and we shall see you on the 16th of September.
Brilliant.
What are we doing next week though, Ghost Lady?
We are going to Venda.
Oh, nice.
Wait, isn't that the Venda thing?
No, that's
this
week
is
after.
Different.
This is
16th September.
Oh, that's
is the
ninth.
Gig. Yeah.
Oh.
The 9th of September, what are we doing?
Yeah, Venda.
So we're going to have a brunch in Venda.
Oh, are we?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Why? What's the brunch in Venda?
You spoke to Jay-Z, no?
Let me go for to the details.
Sorry, I didn't know you didn't know. I was never going to ask you something I know you don't know. I know you don't know. I was never going to ask you something I know you don't know. No, you don't go. No,
Jason has not given us the details. I spoke with Jason.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I said,
like, Jason, how come we don't know the details of that thing?
I asked Jason, Jason, please send us the details. And
okay, let's call Mr. MC.
Yeah.
Who's MC?
He's an MC.
Okay.
What's his name?
Mr. MC.
Jason.
No, Jason MC. Jason? Oh, come on.
He's the guy. He's one of the organizers for the event.
Mr. MC, shout out to Mr. MC.
Nice. Let's find out from him. What are we doing on the 9th of September? I'm glad because I'm going home, man. Yeah, I haven't been home in a while. So I'm good.
Week after week.
Mm. Nice one, bro.
Yeah, no.
More tendo. Mm. Do you think in Venda or English?
I think in English.
No?
I've been programmed that way.
Oh, you think in English?
Hey, Mr. MC.
No.
Oh, yes. McG, let me call you now.
No, no, no.
He's getting head, man. You can tell. A guy like Mr. MC, who's a born kid. Women.
All right, cool. We'll wait for his call. Anything else, Penduka?
Shout out to Ami Faku.
Oh, yeah. What did you do?
Yeah. Bob Marley has released an album called Africa Unite. So, obviously, posthumous album. They took some of his songs that he's remade and then with features. And all these features are African. Bato Ranking, you know, all African acts. And she did a song with Bob Marley. Which song is it? It's from his album called Arise.
Well, the one that I'm singing here is the Redemption song with
Redemption song. So there's a version of Ami Faku on Bob Marley's latest album. Oh. So if you go to Bob Marley's discography, latest album on Spotify, you'll find it.
Hey, Mr. Redemption MC song. Hold on, let me put you on the roadcaster. Hold on, hold on. Mr. MC, what do you mean? Ah, kakatewuna, man. You live on the podcast. Saul is here. Ghost Lady's here. The 9th of September, what are we doing in Venda? Because I know about the 16th. What are we doing on the 9th?
On the 9th, actually, you're shooting the podcast and chill from Venda.
Mm. Oh, and then must we invite chillers to the brunch or is it a private thing?
What are you comfortable? We were thinking we keep it, we just keep it and it goes out as a surprise for them to see the dam as your background this time around, you know? Mm-hmm. We're thinking we can make it more of a royal thing, but if you feel it will benefit you to bring the chillers, then you can do that.
But do you have capacity in your venues, what we're asking, and is that what you have catered for in your planning as well?
Hey, no, we don't have. I don't think we.
We can't bring because we can avoid
it. Yeah, no. Yeah, I don't think the setup that's there now. It's only for you guys. However, if you guys feel the chillers would be of importance, then we can prepare a different setup.
No, we need a different setup.
We don't have to do that.
There's no reason for us to come to Venn and not meet the chillers.
Mm.
Yeah,
then we might as well do a show here and put a dam in the back.
Mm. With green screen. Mm.
Okay. No. It's fine. I'm going to sit down with Bala and Jason and my team, and then we arrange for the capacity of the chiller so that you can just have your...
Yeah, you could even have like 300, 200
exactly.
chillers.
You can cap it.
It doesn't need to be thousands because if you, it's unlimited, a lot of people will show up.
Yeah, we can
so
cap it.
So maybe cap it at like 100 or whatever, you know, whatever your venue can take.
But we need the chillers there so we can engage with our chillers.
Because also we'll feel the energy during the episode. Like, yeah, we are in front of people, like, you know, who know us or have interest and want to know more.
No. So you guys allow me to run it with Bara?
Yes. No.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. I'm gonna do that and then you'll get update from your side.
Because it sounds to me like you just told your girlfriend, or I can bring the podcast here.
Mm. I don't have a girlfriend, my man. I have a wife.
Yeah! That's the way to go, man. That's the way to go.
I don't do that thing of girlfriends, my man.
Hey, Mr. MC, what does Big Zulu, Young Stana, Makadzi, Buhle, Mashudu, Saul, McG, and Musa Keys have in common?
Look, the issue about our event is we always want to...
It's not lending, boy. See, it's not lending. It's not lending, that thing.
Well, it's not lending, guys.
No, it's not lending.
Mara, it's a different way to do, instead of saying catch... Youngster,
you build excitement, you know, and expectation, and then it's like they're just together.
I'm the only broadcaster here. Gotta switch things up, guys.
Anyway, anything else I'm leaving out?
Man? Yeah, shout out to Tariq Musa, man. You didn't mention Tariq Musa.
Who's that?
The guy took his car, his modern, his thing car, and then he won.
Oh, yes. Please tell the chillers,
story,
man.
The story there. Come on now, man.
SA car builder beats Europe's best in his BMW E9 named Nkabi. For a little over two decades, 38-year-old Tariq Musa has been building his cars in his garage, and he won this past week, I think, yeah.
And we've got a strong culture of that. Like, people just build their own cars or modify cars and stuff, you know? Like, you've got like a super sound there in your car. Hey, that's one guy that's going to make the sound. And it's Indian guys who do that generally, and Khalid guys who do the best of them, you know?
Yeah.
And so shout out to Tariq, man. So what is it? Like, he modified the car and sent it to compete. Is it mechanically with other guys all over the world who also take them up, and fidget with them?
I'm not sure, man. I just saw the story and I thought it was interesting.
It's
man.
Brilliant. He's putting South Africa on the map. And we've got a big culture of that.
Did you get anything there, Fed Check? Anything
so
about
he
him.
Sent the car, the whole car that side.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not that the invigilators come and maybe assess the car this side? No.
No. Then they compete. Side. I don't know on why. There's another video I saw of a Cressida that beat like a 63 in a drag race, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy had actually tuned this Cressida. I think it's Nati or Nati Boysens. Mm-hmm. It's a 2JZ2. That's what they call the Cressida. It's turbocharged. Fucking incredible. Like, we've got so many talents within SA that should just be like, you know, sports, and we represent, because football, we suck at it.
Yeah.
And just represent the guys in car tuning.
Unless it's Chiefs.
Gone in 60 seconds of a gate, you know, like of a Nyopa kid stealing a gate. Chiefs, yeah.
Why are you saying Chiefs? Stick to politics, dog. You don't know anything about soccer, man.
What's the Chiefs jersey? Do you have this one? Wait.
Hey, mine is too tight.
The poker one.
They give me a
tight. No, isn't that the poker one?
Tight fits, bro.
Heesh.
It's tight. You know, this is a 4XL. It's tight fits. I don't get it. Like, dude, okay, we understand the guys are going to wear tight fits. I'm going to be like, but for fans, just make it them looser. And
yeah,
you man.
Make it scared of the tight fits.
I can't imagine.
I'm already skinny.
Need 11 to 12.
According to IOL, Tariq Musa recustomized a BMW E9 2800 CS and turned it into Gabi, and it beat over 6,000 European cars.
And you called it Gabi. You called it Gabi. Shout out, man. Tariq Musa. Shout out, Tariq Musa.
So was that a kusheshe that he?
Yeah.
It's a kusheshe. Right?
Ah, nah, it's an old E-class, not necessarily a kusheshe.
E-class?
No. Yes. I see E-class there.
Yes, it's a BMW E9.
It's a big E-class car or whatever, but it's not a kusheshe. I saw it. It's very old, but so it looks dope. Hey, it's clean, that thing.
Nice.
It's maroon.
Before we go, when I was speaking about BMW, I forgot to mention. So what happens to Boba Nigga? You know Boba Nigga?
What about my nigga?
Because I get America is going to piano now. So what my nigga, the ones who are like, hey, me, I'm a nigga.
How about yo?
Yeah, about you. Because even the idols are now doing I'm a piano. What happens to them?
How many barrels?
Even J. Cole has a piano song.
Is it?
Yeah, he's got a song with a log drum.
And the local guys,
it's the cheesy guys.
See,
it's the cheesy piano, but still, it's got a log drum.
Yeah.
So AK and Casper got it because they did piano before, and they were like the big guys, you know. Oh, well,
not so much AK.
AK infused the. Sorry, didn't do piano because even in one of his verses, he's saying switched up and did piano.
Yeah,
but he infused a log drum. And that was his way of capitulating and saying, yeah.
I want to know what happens to where my nigga?
Next to see on the
piano. What happened? What's happened to them now?
Next to see.
Because their idols are doing piano. What now?
Ah, they keep it real.
They must do piano.
No, they'll go hungry though. No,
they must keep it real.
But remember, it's not just about.
Yeah. Oh, hey, saying it's not like
stick to your politics.
No.
My man, when last did you see a hip hop song go viral on TikTok?
I'm not into TikTok. So I don't know.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Stick to politics. Nah. TikTok's where it's at, my dog.
No, they must adapt or die, bro.
Yeah.
It's
speaking about music, this never happens on the podcast, but for the first time in a while, I have to swallow my words.
What?
I know. The Black Motion album is hot.
Wait.
And I'm not saying that because he's my neighbor. I finally listened to it. It came out today.
I know. Wait. But the question is, because you said, because remember, Black Motion is now
Smalls
and Problem Child.
Yes.
He's a piece of a producer, all his beat. Problem Child, 80 something. Now, you said Smalls played you his own songs. Are the songs he played you the ones on the album?
Yes. So.
Stick to football.
I think what happened that night, because we're in his garage, there was load shedding, so he was playing me the songs on his phone. I couldn't hear properly, so now the album, I'm listening to it on my car, which you said has nice.
Hey, your sound. Hey,
is that an excuse?
Hey, what up, man? You sound like hard. Could tell us an Indian guy who slept there for a week. And a duvet moved everything in here and just created the sound.
So, by the way, you're like, what sound, ne? I'm like, okay, this is fire. There's a track called Teka.
For real.
I haven't listened to the whole album entirely. I'm going to listen to it when I drive to Venda.
I will check it out, man, because I did say some compliments.
Yes, but yeah, no,
it's amazing.
Because people do tag me and say, I made you say what he said about Gantia. Why am I saying what you say on the phone?
Yeah. No, I got too excited.
Then you're like, boy, it's not the one.
I can't believe.
Bro, and I'm not saying it just because I'm friends with Double Sports or whatever.
You can even
ask Ghost Lady, because when I picked it up, I played it for her.
I was laughing every song.
She was like, what's this?
I'll play it from here onwards.
Listen
to Teka. I saw Tavos Smalls dancing to Mohegan Sun. Like in one of his performances, he dances to it.
Yeah, he even plays it during their set. They play it.
Oh, wow.
So things are fine between the boys,
But those guys robbed us, dog. If you listen to Smalls' album now, Black Motion, shout out to Osaze as well. He's one of the producers there. And then you listen to Murder, what he did, what he's doing with Oscar and
Brandon
Marquis and imagine them together, bro.
But no, that's the thing. Would they have done Mohegan Sun if they were still together?
Mm.
No.
So you need to either choose, you want Black Motion or you want Mohegan Sun, meaning you want Bongs alone and this guy alone and they make bigger music.
No, if you listen to Smalls' album, Black Motion one, he kept to the Black Motion sound.
Okay.
There's a song there called Jabula with Nokwazi. That sounds like strictly, that's
Jabula.
Like Black Motion to the T, nostalgic, whatever.
Yes.
And then you can tell Ori Murder has moved with the sound, you know, because now it's taken.
He's got a French visa, you can tell.
Oh, yeah.
Gucci gang now. Yeah.
But imagine combining those sounds together.
Mm.
Yeah, then maybe they need time apart to come back and give us that together.
Yeah.
But do you think they'll ever come back together?
I'm the only person who can get them together. Tell me and then I'll make it happen.
Okay.
I'm the only person.
I'm telling you now. Do it now.
I'm busy. I'm going to Venda.
Fuck you.
Hey man, we out of here. We love you long time. Penduka. Yeah, boy. Ghost Lady.
Oh, love, guys.
All right, here's a recap of Podcast and Chill. This is what happened on the network.
Bye.
This is the Podcast and Chill Network.
What is this? In high school.
Oh, you were getting hit on in high school?
Yeah.
Damn, okay.
Wow. This guy. And also, we're famous too, so it's very different. It's not like, hey, I get what you mean.
You're handsome, you're famous. What's going on?
I don't lie. Chief, I'm not famous, bro. No.
Love Chris Excel, man. That's my fighter.
Oh.
Yeah, he'll turn against you one day.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah, but for now, we're good, man.
He turns. Sunini Sumum Suga Mekchi trending on Twitter.
Anti establishment.
Yes.
People are tired.
So we're bricks.
Yes.
Where's the man? Where's the man?
Where's the bricks of cash?
The man!
Eating. Hey, sexies, welcome to this episode of Dineo on Sex and Stuff.
I know some people, they'll say...
Like, what do you mean? We are ninja.
Yes, we are ninja because I'm the...
Marama Totanjalo, vila nina nina ninja.
Yes, and I also... No, I'm not scared. No, I'm... Coco knows I love sex. Not...
In that 3 times a week, ne? Simunye, oh, we are one.
Jani.
Ah, I was with my 2 rounds. Yo, yo, yo.
That's my thing.
Can't do it for play. And you pay like four. Like, kind of, where's one? Where's four? Like, where's the four.
F-O-R-E.
12 playing.
Abaningi, we struggle.
Me, I've been fresh wrong, singing wrong. You understand? And it, bona.
Put them in Manchester City's play. Manchester City and Real Madrid swap leagues for a season.
Mm.
I'm not saying Real Madrid won't win the Premier League. Real Madrid will probably still win the Premier League. But they will finish on fewer points, with fewer goals, and with no more way. Losses at the end of a Premier League season.
I beg to differ. No way.
You think Real Madrid...
Straight off, so we're going to keep it here in Africa because something is brewing. And this might also somehow maybe translate to what happens here in South Africa. Hopefully, I'm crossing thumbs. So the entire board of Zamalek, one of the biggest teams in Africa, and I'm talking about the board, have all resigned.
How did your granddad teach people how to drive?
Off-road, dog.
Off-road.
Katazi, off-road.
There's off-road license.
Which one is this one?
They built the roads while, like, they
was teaching
in my, when I was a child.
Not wild.
Wild, guys. Best and the president can't be, well, they, okay.
Guys, president has
But yeah, what I'm trying to say is like, if you don't do it when no one is watching, just leave it, man.
Yo. I'll press the party. Not now, man.
To be honest with you, I don't have a question for you, man. I just wanted to see you live.
And this should live up to expectations.
I know, right?
Can I leave?
And a girl.
Oh, you're fortunate. You're so lucky, man.
You've got 2 boys, right?
No. Boy and a girl as well.
Oh.
Yeah, boy and a girl, man. So now, how was it like at Ambitious in terms of working with...
So who's got more money, the new man or the old one? According to you.
Does it matter? Who's a better lover? That's the question.
Yes, give it to us.
I'm waiting for Real Housewives.
Can I say them for you?
Yeah, you can say.
You're shaking my car. You're shaking what's not nice. Yes, not that you can cook up the moment and mix it together and make something. What
was
that? Relax. So you seeing a lot of people not being loyal to their partners. Do you see yourself one day being married?
Because you know it's not well here, my brother. You know there's nothing you can trust here. What? Who are you going to trust?
I trust my girlfriend.
Okay.
Let's do special pass.
Miss Ali. Yeah, out smash, but she's violent.
This is the Podcast and Chill Network.